You can hear Joan Farnham's art scene and get to her links to her blog and see some video that she's taken. And speaking of Joan Farnham, she gets up every Saturday morning with us, comes in here and gives us the lowdown on what's happening. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. I was wondering how you're going to segue into that.
So smooth. That's so smooth.
Skillful.
Well, it's because we've got the Bobbsey twins here today. Dang, so nice to have you here again.
Yeah, it's so nice to be back. It's so wonderful to be back. Yeah. Yes.
So I have some breaking news.
Ooh. What is it?
I do.
What is it?
Well, I don't know if you've, I don't think you've announced it. So Mushroar Cure had a problem because it's raining.
Yeah.
So they were joking and calling it slush for a cure. Yeah. And so last night they had the first beginning, but they're continuing to do the things because they're raising money for breast cancer research.
Right. And that doesn't go away.
No, that does not. And so, all right, so last night they had this pink pasta party, and they had a pink prom up there at Trail Center, and they had a competition between Sheriff Falk, Deputy Sheriff Leif Lundy, I hope I get the titles right, Gunflint Trail Fire Chief Mike Prom, and Assistant Fire Chief, a volunteer fire chief, Bob Baker, to raise the most money because one of them was going to get their head shaved.
Okay, so
drum roll. So I talked to Sheriff. The sheriff at Java Moose this morning before I came in.
Uh-huh. And how did he look?
Well, this is the story. Well, what happened was he said there were little boxes, you know, to put your pledges, because the one that got the most pledges was the one that would have to get shaved. So everybody is trying to, donate to him, that kind of thing. And everybody was putting in Leif Lundy's because they wanted to see his little curly head. No longer curly, right? And so this was going on and on and on, and they raised about $2,000. Now wait, and then they made the announcement that actually there had been an anonymous donor of another $2,000, and everybody was going to get their head shaved.
Hokey smokes.
So there it is. So the sheriff is bald, and so is the deputy sheriff.
And so is the fire chief.
Does his hat still fit?
You can spin it now.
Actually, I talked to Bob Baker this morning, and and he said, yeah, because he got shaved too. And he said, he already had his hat on.
It's just a little nippy for bald heads.
Is that fun?
That's fabulous. Yeah.
To continue. No, it was great. Mush for the Cure will be continued today, even though they can't get on the lake because it's way too
slushy and
icky. Yeah, the dogs can't run it.
Yeah.
But they are going to have a race through the Gunflint Pines campground.
Oh. Excellent.
Well, it's not very big.
Maybe they'll do three loops or something.
Oh, they're going to do a sourdough start, which is really fun. So that in that one, you have your dogs lined up, you have your dogs at your place, but you have to be in your sleeping bag. And when the starting gun goes off, get out of your sleeping bag, get your dogs all lined up, and then take off. And that is crazy.
It is crazy.
It's really fun to watch.
One of my most fun things is watching a handler hook up their dogs, because the dogs are so excited to run that they hop on their back feet all the way to where they get hooked up on the line. It is just so cute. They can't wait.
And they're beautiful dogs. Some of them are so nice. It is, and it's loud, and all these dogs are barking, and everybody's so excited. So that starts at noon. And then after that, then everybody's going to get in their vehicle and put on their hazard lights and celebrate the end of winter. And they're going to drive down to the Gunflint to Trail Center, where they'll be playing games and having crazy things and food and everything during the afternoon. And tonight, Rod and Reel plays.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are wild and crazy.
They love them.
They're great.
They call them
A.K.A. the Most Wanted.
Yeah, A.K.A. the Most Wanted. Cook County's Most Wanted.
There you go.
Yeah, so that band is going to be playing, so that's really...
Yeah.
And if you're not going to go up the trail tonight, you can certainly go to Lutzen Resort or Lutzen or Papa Charlie's, Lutzen Mountains, to hear the Gear Daddies. I've been hearing lots of buzz about that this
There's
week.
A lot of buzz about that.
There yep. is. Yeah. And the music there starts at 9:30. So, but let's back up a little. Because today is the 10th annual Inuit premiere. Yay! If you like Alaskan art, if you like to watch people, our sculptors, take a piece of stone and turn it into this incredibly intriguing seal, if you like to hear about what it's like to live in Nome, Alaska, and go around in the on the desert Arctic plains and pick up antlers and then bring them back and create beautiful sculptures out of them, then you want to go.
Yes.
If you want to see prints, I just love the Inuit printmakers. I get so excited. Mm-hmm. So, and all new art there at Severson Gallery. So it's events start. The gallery opens at 10 today, and at 1 o'clock, they're going to be the Throat Singers. And if you want to talk about those a little bit, that would be great.
Well, Barbara Jean put a piece together. They came up to WTIP yesterday when they got into town, and Barbara Jean interviewed them and put together a nice little segment that we're going to be playing between 9:30 and 10 today.
So oh, great.
And there is a little sample of their throat singing, a little teaser. Mm-hmm. But they talk about how they got into it. And Barbara Jean did a fabulous job. It's a great
oh,
piece.
Oh, great. Yeah. Okay, so we'll be able to hear that.
Yep.
And so Karen Olana, who is the featured guest artist at this particular event, she'll be giving a presentation, like a fireside chat, which is always really fun because they bring slides and you get to see their work and they talk about their work and you get to ask questions. At 3:30 today, the Throat Singers are at 1. Mm-hmm. Karen Alon is at 3:30, and Ojito Ashuna, who is the sculptor, is going to be working on soapstone all day today, so you'll be able to see that when you go. And then at 6 o'clock, they're going to have a panel discussion with the Throat Singers and Ojito and Karen. Mm-hmm. So, and refreshments are served.
Yes. And Ojito has been teaching at North House the last mm-hmm. few days. And some of the students that have been working on their own pieces of soapstone brought mm-hmm. them in. And wow, they were fabulous. I mean, what an experience. So that was the beginning class. And then I think on Sunday, his advanced class starts. It's either Sunday or Monday. I don't know if he gets a day off or not.
Yeah, really, that's cool. It. So that'll be, I'm definitely recommending that. And on the way, if you park your car, you can wander around downtown and you want to stop at the Johnson Heritage Post for the North Shore Photographers exhibit. It's from 1 to 4. This is really a fun exhibit of all our favorite places on the North Shore. All different takes. It's just really exciting. Mm-hmm. And you can actually buy some prints as well as the frame photos. So this is a good opportunity. And then on Sunday, there's the oboe and piano concert at Bluefin Bay. I'm assuming Phyllis Anderson is the oboe, and I'm assuming that, what is his name? Sam Black will be playing the piano. So this will be a really fun concert. It's from 7 to 9. And then the final thing for me today, because I knew I had to go short because we want people to support WTIP. Rick Skoog, he's a Cook County resident now. He lived for about 5 years in Nashville. He's a musician, composer, music publisher person. And he works with a co-writer who still lives in Nashville. And they have a music publishing company. And they write music for movie backgrounds.
Oh.
I mean, whoever heard of that? Never heard of that. But anyway, so they do. And they have this website where, you know, movie makers can go and they can see if there's any music in there they want to put behind a scene. Uh-huh. And they're buying it. Producers are buying their music. And the latest one is a Welsh adventure filmmaker. Her name is Justine Kergenvin. And she has produced this movie. She's an award-winning international adventure movie maker. And they're having a premiere of her movie at
Canoocopia.
Yeah.
In Wisconsin.
In Madison.
Yep.
Today. And the title of her movie is This is Canoeing. And if you go to my blog and you click around on my blog when I talk about Rick Skook. There I have a clip of a preview of this movie, which includes his music background and these incredible scenes of Kunis.
Wow. Nice.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Joan.
Well, thank you.
Joan Farnham, a regular feature on North Shore Weekend. And you can go online at WTIP.org and you can see the link to Joan's blog, the art scene, North Shore Art Scene, and you can see some video that she's provided on various events. So, Joan Farnham, North Shore Art Scene.
Cool.